Praise the Lord and good morning. Good morning to you. How are you this morning? I'm fine. Praise the Lord. He is awesome. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. And I trust that you were able to say, me too. Because this is a brand new day. It's Tuesday, August the 13th of the year of our Lord, 2013. Interesting. You're on the Maximum Radio Network, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this privilege, this blessing of being your host and prayer partner for the next several minutes or so, about 20 minutes or so. And we want to welcome all of our prayer partners, all of our listeners all around the world at this time. We thank God for you and thank God for keeping you in health and keeping you in strength, whereby you can get up and get before the Lord as you're doing to engage in his heart's desire and activity. And an examination of God's greatest warriors, looking in the scripture, it shows that the secret to moving heaven and earth lies in kneeling humbly before the Lord in prayer and reminding him of his promises to his people. And it's only then we are ready to fire our weapons, take aim and to fire our spiritual weapons. So once we start the day, such as we're doing right now together, we are positioned to fire our spiritual weapons all day long as required, led and guided by the Spirit of God. Welcome once again. Thank you for joining us. Well, our I Am series for today, and we are involved in looking at and meditating on God's character and his attributes. And throughout his word, it's filled with statements declaring his heart and himself to us. And so today, our I Am comes from Luke chapter 9 and verse 20. And that's where Jesus himself had a conversation with Peter. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." The Christ of God. Well, today's I Am is, I am the Christ. I am the Christ. And it is a powerful statement because the word Christ is not simply a statement of identification alone. It contains great truths, beginning with the fact that the Christ is the anointed one, and he is anointed of God the Father. He is anointed. And he is the Christ. And if we can meditate on that as much as possible throughout this day, we will see that he is, as he shows up in all circumstances, and he's there ready to continue to reveal himself. So these are things that we're learning as we meditate on these truths. There's a special blessing, according to the Word of God, for those who meditate on his name, and that's what we're doing. And I can tell you, God is blessing. I am just amazed at what he is doing all by himself, and it's because we're playing and praying the key part that we're supposed to play, and that is worshiping him. So we're gathered today to worship him, to get before his throne and bring ourselves, more importantly than anything else, because of the wonderful relationship that he has ushered us into by his blood. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please do not be bashful about sharing it with us. Give air to it. Speak. Give it breath. But to start our session, I'd like to have you and invite you to join me in prayer as we go to our Heavenly Father. Father in heaven, we realize that our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyes. According to Isaiah chapter 64 and 6, but your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Please forgive us for our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient children. We want to be your spotless bride, presented unto you in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27. We want to be holy and without blemish. Through the washing of the water of your word, according to Ephesians 5:26, and acknowledge you, that you are our Jehovah Mekadishkim, our sanctifier. And we want to be your humble servant, to walk in love, forgiveness, and gentleness towards each other, showing the love of Christ as your body, according to Ephesians 5 and 2. Remind us, if we do this, we will exit out. If we do not do this, we will exit out from your righteousness and enter back into our old self-righteous, filthy rags. Help us to be doers of your word, not just hearers only, deceiving ourselves, according to James 1:22, so we may act upon the revelation knowledge that you gave and are giving to us even now. We may be in our particular places of dwelling individually. However, we form the house. Once we become redeemed by Christ himself, we are part of a worldwide house. A house. And he said, my house shall be a house of prayer. And that is something eternal. It's to be eternal. It's not a temporary thing. It's for all eternity. Now imagine, if he said that, then there must be awesome things for us to discover. There must be depths for us to go that we haven't yet touched. And this is why we have this program called Global Time with Jesus Christ, because time with him speaks of relationship. Our desire to be with him speaks of our love for him. And the result of all of that is that he promised, he says, where two or three are gathered in the midst, I am to bless. He's in the midst. Whatever time you're listening worldwide, and of course we have our live program and with live partners right now, Christ is in the midst, the Anointed One. And so it's a very royal and special time and occasion that we are able to come into the courts of God, right into his presence, bringing ourselves. We are the sacrifices. We are an unbloodied sacrifice. We are presenting ourselves to God. That is wonderful. That is what we'll be doing through eternity. Not only, but that is the position that we have been placed in through the work of Christ, by the Father, right now. And that position is eternal. Yes, we are seated in heavenly places, according to Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the first chapter. He says, we're seated in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Truth, powerful truth. Now, I have a couple of prayer requests, and I trust that you may be able to present yours as well. And there's someone that, as I was preparing our program, that the Lord brought her right into my memory. A lady, a woman of God, that is quite advanced in age right now, and is more or less frail at this point in her life. And I just remember her being such a shining and bright light as she moved about in the body of Christ and the gifts that God had given her and has given her. And now she is facing her transition to glory ultimately, and that's true for all of us. I want to ask you to join me in prayer for her peace, for her strength. Even now, I haven't spoken with her in a while, but she certainly looms large in my thoughts, and I thought I would respond to that because I believe the Holy Spirit is guiding us to do that. And her name is Phyllis Cofield, and wonderful lady. She sings like an archangel. So let us pray for her. And then there is another friend of mine who I saw on yesterday, a real woman of God whom God has redeemed from darkness in a major, major way and has put her feet on a rock to stay, for sure. And God is at work in her life and bringing her through many wonderful transitions and teaching her. And what I love about her heart, she is humble enough to just learn. Listen and learn, and she's doing that. And she's asked for prayer, and she has been in our program at least once before. And so I would like to bring these two people before the Lord right now. Please join me. Father, we thank you for Phyllis Cofield. Thank you for the wonderful person, the wonderful spirit that she is. Thank you, Lord, for the joys and for the victories that you've brought her through, for the overcoming that she's experienced through Christ, the Anointed One. And Father, even as she is at home right now, Father, we ask for added strength for her on this day. Give her her daily bread on this day. Strengthen her in her spirit, in her mind, in her body, even now. Let her sense and feel an unusual presence today, a presence of heaven around her in a mighty, mighty way. Let her hear the voice of angels, even as she sits or lies, knowing that she belongs to you and that you are her Savior. And that no matter what, you are with her because you said and promised that you would never leave nor forsake her. Cause confidence in you to be firm and major in growing. Cause her to have faith beyond the faith that she has previously had. Cause her to see your face of approval, your face smiling and shining upon her. Cause her to sense your graciousness in a mighty way. And Father, we rebuke every spirit that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that would seek to intimidate, seek to oppress or depress, we command right now that Satan would pick up his weapons and flee in the name of Jesus. We send your word of peace in Jesus' name right to her atmosphere. We speak a shift, divine heavenly shift in her atmosphere right now for your honor and for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for a great report, a great testimony, a great praise for your goodness. Now, Father, we lift Wanda up before you. You know her heart, and you know what you've done and what you're doing and what you're yet going to do in her life. Father, continue to guide her. Continue to give her the great confidence that she has. Continue to fuel that with greater and greater faith and confidence in you from day to day, every step of the way. Guide her. Give her the wisdom she needs. And Father, increase her courage as well. Increase her ability and skill. All those things that you have gifted her with. And Father, cause her to see you in newer and newer ways every moment, every day, as she walks with you and talks with you. And you teach her. You are her teacher. In the name of Jesus, bless her mightily right now. We send your word of peace. Peace. Your peace we send to her because it's a peace like no other. And Father, if there's anyone out there that is listening that has the same needs, Father, we pray that it would be distributed to them wherever they are on the earth. Your peace, your strength, your courage, so that they would be able to stand, and having done all, stand in the name of Jesus. We're surrounded and challenged on every hand. But you are our God, and you reign in majesty and power. We bask in that even now. Your majesty, your power, your great light. And we thank you for sanctifying us for your purposes. And I trust that all of our partners can say, even now, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, welcome to all of our prayer partners. We are on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ, and we thank you for being on with us even now. Thank you. You're a real blessing. Your presence is an honor for us. And we thank you, each and every one of you. We thank you personally. Now, if you have a prayer request, it's a good time now to give air to that, give a voice to it. And now, we're here with you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Pastor, good morning. I have a request for
three young men who dedicated their life on Sunday night at Goodwill. And I would like to lift up Dorian, Rodney, and Marquis in prayer that God will continue what they started, what he has started in their life on Sunday night. And Rodney's son, Shahid, was stabbed and is in that Israel hospital fighting for his life. So I would like to lift up these young men in prayer.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, let us take them before the Lord right now. Dorian, Rodney, and Mackie, and the son of one of these
Shahid.
Young men. Shahid is his name. That's the name of the son?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Hallelujah. I just love it when we can pray and agree on circumstances and situations. We are altering and shifting the atmosphere, neighbor. That's what we're doing. Whatever it is, this is a level of intercession, so to speak. And what is intercession is when someone like or individuals like us can come together and pray in agreement, and we're praying for God's heart and will to be accomplished in the lives of the subjects for of whom we're praying about. And so we're filling the gap. The gap is the difference between what is. In other words, these persons, in this case that we're praying for, their present situation and what God wants to have happen, God's will, so to speak. So we're standing in that gap. We're bridging the gap. Like, just like a bridge, it spans two different positions. And so we're making up the difference. Thank you again for being present with us in the green. Well, let's go to prayer. Let's agree to Dorian, Rodney, Mackie, and Shahid that God's will be done in their lives. His will be done. And if you're somewhere listening and you can identify someone or some situation that has that need for God's will to be accomplished, for God's will to be done, well, we are in agreement with you right now. As we pray, agree with us. Father, we thank you that we have this privilege to come into your presence. We come before you, and we know that we are in the right court, so to speak. We can petition you in your court to bring about what you already have committed yourself to doing, your desire for every person to bow before you and worship you with a pure heart. Now, Father, we thank you for these young men that have given themselves to you, perhaps not even knowing what all of that may entail. They just know that they had this need, and you are there to satisfy that need because no one else can. You said, Lord, that you are the bread. You are the water. So for the hungry, you satisfy those. For the thirsty, you quench the thirst of those that are thirsty. So these four young men right now, Lord, we claim their lives for you, that their lives would begin to worship. They become spirits that worship you, spirits that are alive because of the resurrection and the power of that resurrection. Because now that you live after having passed through death, they can live, we can live. they died with you and they're now alive with you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood, which brings the cleansing needed, the cleansing to remove the stains of sins and the sin in the name of Jesus. So bless Dorian, bless Rodney, bless Mackie, bless Shahid in a way that they have never seen before. Cause their eyes to open. And Father, right now we speak to the adversary who would have loved to keep them on his plantation as slaves. Father, we speak breakthrough, restoration in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Breakthrough restoration for them right now. What was lost is now found. They're no more walking around groping in the darkness. They have seen a great light. Hallelujah. And we thank you for all of those that were present upon whom your light was seen. We thank you, Lord. Bless them as well in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank all of you that attended our outreach to the homeless shelter where these young men were present. You see how God uses you. That's his plan. That's his glory. That's the light of God upon you. And we heard a message on Sunday that says that we're to arise and shine, for the glory of God is risen upon you. Amen. We can shine all day long. And amen. I don't see, from my position, I don't see the sun up yet. But the sun is shining, nevertheless.
Yes.
We may not see it, but it's shining. So may God bless you richly on today. Shine, shine, shine.
Thank you, shine. Pastor.
Yes. Thank Have you. A smile for everyone that you see. Let the work of the Holy Spirit on the inside shine through the facial countenance. People may not know what they're seeing or what they're looking at, but the Spirit of God knows.
Amen.
You'll be able to bring comfort and peace to those who are reaching and groping in the darkness. Peace to you. We love you with the love of God.
Easter and blessings to everyone on this line this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.